For IT, AI deals come with a catch. Cactus lands Meta's AI Tinder deal. FIFA Fever packs India's multiplexes. Zetwork gets SEBI's nod for IPO.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, let's begin with artificial intelligence and data consultancy services, where the company is giving investors a clear picture of what AI revenue really looks like. It's actually a reality check across the IT industry. So TCS says AI may be growing quickly, but unlike traditional IT outsourcing, it isn't yet a steady annuity business. So speaking after the company's quarterly results, the company's CEO K. Keerthivasan said, most AI projects last just one or even two quarters. That means TCS has to keep winning new AI deals to maintain the momentum. As he put it, unlike the traditional business, AI revenue does not have much annuity. Once the project gets over, we have to go to the market and win another AI deal. So that also means AI revenue could fluctuate from quarter to quarter, depending on the size and timing of new projects. Even so, AI continues to grow rapidly within the company. TCS also said its annualized AI services revenue has now crossed $2.6 billion, up from about $2.3 billion in the previous quarter. On the financial front, TCS reported its revenue yesterday of about 72,275 crore rupees ahead of market expectations, while net profit came in slightly below estimates. But for investors, overall takeaway is that AI is becoming a bigger part of the business, but it's still very different from the predictable long-term outsourcing contracts that have traditionally powered India's IT industry. Next up, the government is getting an AI assistant of its own. That's right, Mumbai-based Cactus Technology Solutions has won the IT ministry's contract to build an AI platform that will help government departments prepare procurement documents. Now, Money Control had earlier reported that both Cactus and Kyndryl were the only two technically qualified bidders for the project. Following the final evaluation, Cactus has now emerged on top with the highest technical score and the lower financial bid. Now, looking at the platform, it is commissioned by the National E-Governance Division under the IT Ministry, which will help officials draft requests for proposals, requests for quotations, expression of interest, and even other procurement documents using AI. Now, speaking to Money Control, Cactus CEO Akhilesh Iyer said government procurement accounts for nearly 22% of India's GDP, and AI can make that drafting process much faster, more efficient, and even more transparent. So importantly, officials will continue making the final decisions with AI acting as just an assistant rather than completely replacing human oversight. So once completed, the platform is expected to be rolled out across government ministries and departments. Moving from AI to football, India's FIFA World Cup fever is giving multiplex operators another reason to cheer. So PVR INOX and Cinepolis India are seeing strong attendance for live screenings of World Cup matches as more fans choose to watch games on the big screen. That's right, PVR INOX has already screened 16 matches and plans to show another 9, including the knockout rounds and the final rounds. At Cinepolis, the company has screened about 14 matches so far and will continue showing select knockout fixtures based on audience demand. According to Gautam Datta, CEO of Revenue and Operations at PVR, this tournament has performed even better than the Qatar World Cup in several markets, with average occupancies crossing about 60%. Now that's huge. Even at Cinepolis, Managing Director Devang Sampat said matches featuring Brazil and Argentina have been the biggest crowd pullers, with some cinemas recording nearly 100% occupancy. Interestingly, even late night kickoffs haven't discouraged fans, with screenings starting as late as 12:30 in the night, still drawing strong audiences. So for multiplex chains, this also is part of a broader strategy to grow alternate content beyond movies, including sports, concerts, and live events. Yes, on to our last story, a major milestone for one of India's manufacturing startups. Zectwork has received SEBI's approval for its proposed initial public offering, clearing an important regulatory hurdle for its stock market debut. The IPO will include a mix of fresh shares and an offer for sale by existing investors, with the final issue and valuation to be decided through the book building process. Now, Money Control had earlier reported that Zectwork had confidentially filed its draft IPO papers 4 months back and is looking to raise anywhere between 4,200 to 4,500 crores or about $450 million. Now, the company is also in discussions to raise around $50 to $60 million in a pre-IPO funding round. Now, the proceeds are expected, of course, to strengthen its balance sheet while also providing a partial exit to some of its early investors. With SEBI's approval now in place, Zectwork moves a step closer to joining the growing list of Indian tech startups heading to the public markets. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every weekdays in the evening, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.